Swimming is one of the summer's top activities, so it's important to note that the rate of fatal swimming accidents is disproportionately higher among young African Americans and other people of color. John Cruzat is the new diversity specialist at USA Swimming. The group governs competitive swimming in the United States. Mr. Cruzat says his job is to bring the art of swimming and safer swimming practices to people of color. I ask him why African-American kids aren't as ready to swim as their white counterparts.
You know, I've heard any number of theories, but the one that I think is most prevalent is the fact that there's a lot of fear associated with the water as a result of African-American heritage. And I don't have any real data to support this, but I'm a believer and have heard it discussed that a lot of this comes from the Middle Passage. We have a very difficult and troubled history with water, and drowning was certainly a way to discipline African Americans and others during their century's oppression.
When we talk about safety, and that is what we want to focus on today, the idea that summer is here, there are some tried and true rules and really regulations that you should adhere to when talking about swimming. Let's go over a couple of those to make sure that we understand. Young people should never swim alone without adult supervision.
They never should, Ed, and we are finding that there are any number of facilities and bodies of water that have inadequate supervision.
In terms of the idea of roughhousing, I mean, you know, you always used to, I can still hear my parents and other adults always telling us about running. Don't run around the pool.
That's right.
But that is a reality because it's not just drowning, but it's also the idea of slipping, hitting your head, all of the things that can happen around this.
Absolutely. And I myself am a victim of that, having been a rambunctious young man, fell on the pool deck and caused myself to be scarred permanently.
Talk to us a bit about learning to swim. There are many, many adults that have not learned to master swimming, and it is an activity that really can jointly be learned if you're looking to do something with your young people. It would be maybe even taking swimming lessons this summer.
Absolutely. Swimming is a lifetime sport. You can do it from cradle to the grave. And it's a wonderful, there are wonderful health benefits. We're finding that particularly in urban centers, though, these facilities are poorly managed, if not mismanaged, and that the programming required to maximize the benefits of this sport are not being realized, and especially in communities of color.
USA Swimming is the national governing body of competitive swimming here in the United States. And you talk about the sport of swimming. One of the things that we've seen with Tiger Woods and the inclusion of him in all of these tournaments and being ranked number one is the growth of golf in the African-American community. We saw it with Venus and Serena in tennis. We've not yet seen it in swimming, and that is one of those things that we want to make sure that, as you mentioned, it's a great sport and could be a great opportunity for many young people.
Absolutely, and we are working very hard now to make it more available to the concentrations of communities of color. Atlanta has some wonderful programming. We're also excited about the membership of the first African-American woman on the U.S. Olympic team, Aritza Karai, who is a very promising prospect for the Olympic Games coming up.
One of the other things that often we miss when talking about sports and young people involving themselves in are the life lessons and the stick-to-itiveness that you learn in being an athlete.
Absolutely. To a person, this is coaches as well as swimmers, we've recognized some powerful time management skills and capabilities. We are working very hard now to develop some data that would make the case for swimming as it relates to academic achievement. Swimmers perform better in school, which is another great reason communities of color would do well to participate in the sport.
John, finally, what do you want to see come out of this diversity effort that USA Swimming has put forth and that you will spearhead?
I not only want to see USA Swimming, the organization, become more inclusive and to reflect the nation that we represent so well at the Olympic Games, but the sport as well. On an international stage, it's critical now that we show the type of inclusion in this sport that so many other sports have already shown.
Well, John, thank you so much. And as we said, we can't knock it into folks' head enough how so very important, quite frankly, it is to be safe around water this summer.
Yes.
And we appreciate you and your efforts.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate being here.